time I hear this gospel, it takes me back, actually, to a time that I was working in the secular world. This was usually during my college years, during those long summer months when I would work full-time, maybe put in a little bit of overtime. It gave me the chance to get out and see how the world, real world, works, of course. And so one summer, I tried a variety of jobs, but this one company I worked for decided that in order to make their workers even better, that they would try and create some competition. And so they decided during this particular summer, they made an announcement at a work meeting that they had received a certain amount of money from headquarters, and they were going to disperse it to some of the top employees or workers in each department, but not all of them, only the best of the best. And so you can be one of those best of the best if you try hard enough. And so what it created, unfortunately, we're all excited about this. Who would not want a bonus or some extra money, you know? So it did have the effect intended, and in that we all worked even harder than we were working. But the day came at the end of the month when it was time to hand out those bonuses, and the people were announced from each department who were going to get that bonus. And immediately you could hear the frustration in the whispered voices to each other as we were at that meeting. What was coming out was shock, frustration, and then, of course, anger and jealousy, you know? And then the days afterwards, there was all kinds of shop talk and detraction going on because people, including myself, felt that, you know what? We worked just as hard as these employees that were chosen, if not harder at times, but it may be that we were a little bit more quieter about the way we worked, or we didn't happen to do it right when the manager was around so he could see us, or whatever it may be. We felt we had worked just as hard. So a lot of resentment, the whole idea kind of backfired and by creating this dissension, you know, and of course the devil gets in there and just makes things worse. Back to the point where some people got so mad and frustrated that they quit. They actually quit their job over this. Well, we all had to deal with our feelings of envy and jealousy. Being a man of prayer at that time, I had to take it to the Lord because I was not dealing with my own feelings well over this issue at that time. And so I did. Spent some time in prayer with it. And what the Holy Spirit told me was rather insightful. And I share it with you today because it seemed to solve the problem, at least for the time for me. And that was the Holy Spirit in meditation just simply got me to look back on the day I was hired for this company. When I walked in and did my final interview, and they offered me the job. And they said, Sean, listen, how does this sound? We'll pay you this much per hour for this amount of work. Do you agree with that? Oh, I was excited. Oh, yes, of course, absolutely. Yes, I accept. Okay, great. Then it's a contract. It's a deal. Sign on the dotted line, and we'll get you started. You can start on Monday. Well, the Holy Spirit brought me back to that moment, and I thought, oh, yeah. Now, they really didn't promise me or guarantee me anything extra. They made an offer. I accepted that offer. Well, what's unjust about that? Because they decided to give other employees more money down the line, and I wasn't one of them. It was necessarily unjust, no. So did I have a right to feel the way I was feeling? So it was a teaching moment. It was a humbling moment. It was a teaching moment. But in the midst of that and all the distraction that was going on in the workplace, I was one of the few that was able to keep their peace because God was helping me do that. I don't think there's any one of us here today that has not had that experience at work at some time during their working career, got through that same experience, frustrating as it is. But if you haven't had it at work, you probably had it at other areas in your life. But the feelings that are often produced are the same. The anger, the resentment, depression at times, and of course the envy and the jealousy. But the Lord knew this happens to us, and he knew that it was happening to the people of his time too. And so that's the reason that he shares this parable with his listeners today. The Lord obviously does not want his people, his true Christian followers, to be jealous of one another or the things that they have been given or rewarded or allowed to have. You know, the struggle for us is always to accept the things that we have been given and be content with them and be grateful for them. And so we're called to be happy for our neighbor when they are blessed and not rejoice over their misfortunes. If someone remains close to the Lord all their life long and receives many blessings because of it, of course, we should be happy for them. We should learn from what they're doing right, from their own holiness, and follow their example. These are those who are called to work in the vineyard first at Jesus' times. And in Jesus' time, these were the Jewish people, God's people. Well, what was disturbing them was two things. The listeners that were accepting Jesus and starting to believe in Jesus were starting to notice that by the second year of his ministry, Jesus was starting to take some time and spend it with the Gentiles. Gentiles were non-Jewish people like us. And so they were living in the nation. But God started to do a few miracles for them too. Well, the Jewish people are saying, why is he doing that? He's our Messiah, not theirs. We don't care about them. They shouldn't be receiving this goodness and these gifts from Jesus. We are the ones that are entitled for that. Obviously, they didn't know the plan that Jesus was going to expand their horizons and the church throughout the world to bring all peoples in. They couldn't see it at that point, so created that envy and jealousy. The other thing that the Jewish people were seeing was that, like we heard last week, that Jesus was dining and eating with sinners. Well, again, this was a problem for the Jewish people because the Messiah wasn't supposed to come for sinners. He was supposed to come for the righteous, give them the rewards and the miracles and the benefits. Not the sinners. We don't care about them, whether they're Jewish or not. Spend any time with them, Lord. Don't give them any rewards, any mercy. And so when they saw Jesus doing this, of course, this was creating that same envy and jealousy. Jesus was aware of it. So he sat them down, and that's why he gave them this parable today. So if someone who is a sinner in our day converts to doing good and returns to the Lord even later in life, and then blessed with many gifts because of that, we should also be happy for them, not envious or jealous. These are the people who are called to work in the vineyard last. In Jesus' time, the Gentiles. But the point is that we all have a purpose here, and we're all part of God's plan, and that God in time will give us all the means and all the gifts necessary that we need individually to save our souls and to get to heaven where we'll experience the fullness of eternal life and we'll share that with all our brothers and sisters, whether they were called first or whether they were called last. We will be just as happy. And yet we will never understand completely while here on this earth why some seem to be blessed more than others. So if you're trying to figure that out, give up on that idea. You'll understand later. However, what we can do is hold on to the idea that God, as the scriptures often tell us, is indeed loving, is indeed generous, merciful, fair, and just. This is true. And then if we embrace that idea and keep it at the front of our minds, we can trust then in the fact that when things seem unfair to us, God knows what is best for us and what he's doing. For he tells us today, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. But what is important is for us to do as St. Paul instructs us, to conduct ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. Well, what does that mean? How do we do that? Well, it's very simple. We go back to Jesus' commandment, love one another as I have loved you, and do not be envious. If we do this, we'll experience, of course, the opposite of anger and jealousy in our lives. And when we will know a peace, as St. Paul says, and as Jesus promises us, that no matter what is happening in our lives at the moment, no matter how justly or unjustly we are treated, we will know God's love. We will know God's serenity as his Christian children.